Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gouge Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. Now, from the ballpark, here's Jack Hutton.
Welcome into Auburn High School, where the Auburn High Tigers and Opelika Dogs get set to take on game number one of this series in the Area 4 contest. Auburn at 2-2 in Area 4, Opelika at 1-3. Bulldogs 13-14 overall. Auburn has moved into a 19-8 record. A little bit earlier start than we expected in this one, but Opelika finds himself on top early after a run in the top of the first inning on two hits, a strikeout, but then Katie Johnson, the former Auburn High player, hits into an error by the second baseman, Lissa Hood, and then two straight singles bring home a run in the inning. Opelika on top, 1-0. Abby Helms has walked for the Auburn High Tigers, however, and Daly Alsobrook stands at the dish as the batter from the right side and takes the 3-1 pitch on the outside corner for strike one. That'll set the scene for you. We'll get into your starting lineups momentarily. Not much of a countdown to first pitch tonight, but that countdown to first pitch brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Alsobrook fouls back the 3-2 pitch off the screen, and it'll stay full to the Auburn shortstop. Checking in for the starting lineups today for the Tigers, we'll run down the order. It's at third base. Madison Allen will lead things off. Abby Helms, the pitcher in the circle, will get the two spot. Daly Alsobrook, the quarterback of the infield, out at the three hole. Ashlyn Harton in center field. She'll get the cleanup spot. Emma Kate Pinton will be behind the dish as the catcher in the five hole. Swing and a miss by Daly Alsobrook on the 3-2 pitch. And Abby Helms will have to stay at first base. Ashlyn Harton now the batter from the left side. As we move on down the lineup, Lissa Hood in the sixth hole will play second base. Lily Ondi out in left field will get the seven spot. M.A. Grace, the designated player today, getting wraps down in the eight hole. And then Gracie Mason, the second leadoff, will get the nine spot in right field. Haley Counts, the first baseman, the flex today for the Tigers. Ashlyn Hart fouls off the first pitch to the left side. Kelsey Tabor over at first base running for Abby Helms was off with the pitch, but she'll have to hold up and go back to first base. Again, welcome back to Auburn High School. Last night it was the Tigers taking down the Marbury Bulldogs. 8-1, they used a five-run sixth inning to pull away in that one. And now they get the area contest where they're trying to wrap up the two seed in next week's area tournament. Looking much more like that one's going to be hosted in Phoenix City once again. If not already decided mathematically, that likely the case after this weekend. The 0-2 pitch coming home to Harton. Chopped on the infield. That'll go foul past the first base bag. Madison Allen started out the inning with a fly out to right field. Abby Helms worked a walk, but then also Rook, after a 3-0 count, goes down swinging on the 3-2 pitch. Harton trying to keep things going here in the first. The 0-2 pitch coming home. Off-speed pitch that almost dropped in. But it'll hang up. 1-2. Harton the batter, the right fielder. 300 average on the year. 937 is the OPS on the season. Four home runs. Couple of doubles. Eight walks, eight strikeouts. Emily Birmingham, the Opelika pitcher, comes home. That one's roped into right field. Harton aboard with a base hit. Tabor to second base. They'll stop the runners in their tracks there, but the Tigers are in business here in the bottom of the first inning. Two on and two down for Emma Kate Pinton. A little nice at bat by Ashlyn. Goes down in a hole 0-2, fouls a couple of pitches away, takes a ball high. It was a changeup that stayed up in the air for what seemed like multiple seconds. But then Harton, that is, rears back and ropes that pitch into right field. Popped up, though, by Pinton. Out is the second baseman for the Bulldogs. Clayton to make the catch on the outfield grass, and the inning is over. No runs on one hit in the inning. No Opelika errors in that first inning. Opelika scores one run on two hits and one error. We'll continue giving you your starting lineups for today. We told you Madison Allen leading things off. Abby Helms, Daly Alsobrook, Ashlyn Harton, E.K. Penton, Lissa Hood, Liliandi, M.A. Grace, Gracie Mason, and the flex in Haley Counts. In the circle today for the Tigers, Abby Helms. Helms, as we told you before, leads this team in innings. Actually, we told you last night that 68 innings pitched on the year with a 9-5 record, a .244 batting averaged against. She's got a .319 ERA with a .129 whip, 71 strikeouts, 22 walks, 40 runs given up, 31 of those earned, 66 hits, 5 of those doubles, 1 of those a triple, 5 of those home runs. Opponents reaching base at a .302 clip against Abby Helms in the circle from the right side. I'll check that. The right-hander in the circle, that is. Getting ready to face the 7, 8, and 9 batters of the Opelika lineup after first six hitters did some damage there in the top of the first inning. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups. Brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School softball. Throw down to second base, and we are ready for softball here in the top of the second inning. If you're just joining us, Opelika leading this one 1-0 over the Auburn High Tigers. Tigers are 2-2 in area four. Opelika at 1-3. Tigers looking for a win this weekend to wrap the 2 seed up in next weekend's area tournament. Say next weekend, that would be the week after next weekend. Abby Helms gets set. First pitch comes home to Williams, a left fielder. And it misses, 1-0. For the Dogs, Kennedy Soltav get things started, the hot corner. Kaylin Morgan, the designated player. Then Katie Johnson, the catcher. Jay Jones at first base. Katie Harrelson, the shortstop in the 5-hole. There's a strike down the middle from Helms, 1-1. Callie Harper, the center fielder, will get the 6th spot. Jemiah Williams in left at 7th. McCall Clayton at 2nd base will hit 8. Jazz Smith in right field will hit 9th. And then Emily Birmingham, we told you about there in the first inning, in the circle for the Dogs. Bunt is popped up on the infield, and a good one. This will get away from E.K. Penton, and Williams will be aboard with a bunt single. That was popped up on the infield. Fairly routine for a moment, and then you realized it was about equidistant between Abby Helms in the circle and E.K. Penton behind the dish. Neither could run it down, and it's a bunt single for the Bulldogs' 7-hole hitter. Now McCall Clayton steps up from the right side. Second baseman wearing number 22. Pretty straight-on stance. Auburn High infield at normal depth, the 1-0 pitch. In there for a called strike one on the inner half. Central and Smith Station also at play today. Central at 4-0, Smith Station at 1-3, tied with Opelika right now. Auburn in that second seed spot at 2-2. Swing and a miss on the 1-1 pitch. It's 1-2. So a win today can lock up the 2 seed for the Tigers in the area tournament. 1-2 pitch coming home from Helms. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Clayton set down on strikes, and there's one down in the inning. Abby went to the off-speed in the first inning a couple of times, and that time reared back through a couple of cutters by the bat of McCall Clayton. Now the 9-hole, and Jazz Smith tries to lay down the bunt. It's right out in front. They'll say, I guess they'll say she missed the ball on the attempt. Looked from our vantage point like the bunt got laid down, but a strike was called. The runner in Jemiah Williams from first actually takes off, makes it in safely to second base. So runner on second now for the Opelika Dogs. Our apologies for the confusion there. It looked like Jazz Smith had bunted out in front, but just off the glove of E.K. Penton. Nothing in two now to the Opelika 9-hole hitter. Runner at second base. Cutter misses outside. Penton out of the crouch. Able to go grab it. Williams comes off about a quarter of the way between second and third, then thinks better of it, scurries back to the bag. Three hits in the early going for the Dogs. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That was outside of the zone, but Helms gets her to chase, and there are two down in the inning. Auburn trying to strand Jemiah Williams on second after a bunt single to open things up here in the top of the second. It'll be a little more difficult now as Kennedy Soltav comes up to the dish. The Opelika leadoff hitter takes the first pitch low and in for ball one. Off to third base goes Williams now, and a throw down is not in time as it pulled Allen off the bag. E.K. Penton came out of the crouch after blocking that one up. Williams came a good way off of the second base bag. When Penton juggled it, she took off towards third base. And E.K., more of a reactionary throw there, and Allen had to chase it down and make sure it didn't get into left field. Matt Hendricks will come out now, and we'll have a chat with his infield. This doesn't seem to be anything more than just a refocus conversation. The 1-0 pitch coming home from Abby Helms. Here it is. Foul back to the screen, 1-1. One, 1-1 pitch coming home from Helms. Lined into center field. Will it get down? Yes, it will. And that'll play to run for the Dogs. That'll be a single for Soltav, her first hit of the game here in the top of the second. Williams makes her way around the base path there. Soltav did a nice job of staying back on it and lining a pitch into right center field. Helms will come home with the first pitch, misses up and in, 1-0. Kaylin Morgan, the batter now, the designated player. There's number 11, bats from the right side. Runner at first for the Dogs. 1-0 pitch home. Must have missed the outside corner, 2-0 that is. Helm set. Now comes home with the 2-0, right down the main street, 2-1. As opposed to the other main street, I guess. 2-1. Helms fires that 2-1 pitch home. Don't care where it is. That's down the middle, 2-2. And a swing and a miss by Morgan, the designated player. Opelika has put up single tallies in each of the first and second innings, and Helms comes home and strikes out Morgan on a fastball down the middle. Gets the designated player swinging through it, but not before Opelika plates a run on two hits in the inning. No Auburn errors, but the Tigers now find themselves down 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Don't go anywhere. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Welcome back to Auburn High School Softball Complex, where the Tigers find themselves down to the Opelika Dogs 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Lissa Hood, the batter, for the first time today, and she swings and pops one up into right field. Not many steps taken for Jazz Smith out there, who corrals it for out number one, and there's one down. You heard Coach Matt Hendricks talk about it last night if you were with us on the broadcast for the Marbury game. He talked about being focused in the right system today. If you're looking the other way, if you're looking to drive the ball in the opposite field gap, you're going to have success. Nothing opposite field about that one, though, as Lily Ondi goes swinging at the first pitch and drives that one into left field for a single. Ondi has had trouble in the average department this year at 208, just her 11th hit of the year, but of course does have good pop in the bat. We've seen home runs from the bat before. M.A. Grace, another first pitch swinging, chops it back to the circle. Can she beat it out? The throw gets away from the first baseman. Ondi will head to third base and will hold up there, and the Tigers have runners at the corners here with one down and nobody across yet in the bottom of the second inning. So Grace reaches on the error by the pitcher. And it'll be Gracie Mason now trying to put the Tigers on the board for the first time today. Gracie was in that slap hitting position in the seventh hole last night. She moves back to the ninth spot here as the Tigers experimented the slap hitter at seven. Getting her to fit into that second leadoff mold here. She takes the first pitch, strike one. Again, runners on the corners here for Auburn. 2-0 Opelika leads, but Auburn threatening. 0-1 pitch coming home from Montgomery. She squares to bunt, lays it down the left line, but that's foul. Good idea by Gracie. I'm not sure if Ondi would try to score there. It's a little bit too close to home plate. However, she likely is able to run that out, and that would have brought up Madison Allen with the bases loaded and one out. Nonetheless, it's an 0-2 pitch coming home. Here it is. Off speed is high. Throw down to second base. M.A. Grace bluffed the steal, but she'll head back to first base as catcher Katie Johnson came out of the crouch and fired down to second quickly. Montgomery looks in the bullpen for the call. And will come home with a 1-2 pitch to Mason. Here it is. This is popped into shallow left field. It's going to get down. That's kicked by the left fielder. The throw to second base, not in time as Grace slides in safely. It's a single for Gracie Mason, and the Tigers answer back here in the bottom of the second inning. I think Opelika was going to have a play at second base there if the left fielder Williams comes up and makes a clean throw. Grace had to hold on to make sure that ball wasn't caught out there by the shortstop, Harrelson. But she's able to slide in safely. And the Tigers flip over the order now. Madison Allen stands in for a second at-bat of the day. The first pitch to her. Swing and pop up into right field. Smith is over, puts the leather on it, and will corral it for out number two. The throw comes into third base. Grace and Mason both move up on the play. Tigers with runners at second and third here, and Abby Helms coming to the dish. Auburn has cut the lead in half here, trying to tie and take the lead with a hit from Abby Helms here. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Opelika on top, 2-1. Runners at second and third for the Auburn High Tigers. Swing and a miss on first pitch by Helms. Abby, a 408 hitter on the season, a 1302 in the OPS. 0-1 pitch. Line deep into left center field. Williams over. It's overhead. One run will score. Around third base comes Mason. She will score as Abby Helms cruises into second. The Tigers have taken a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the second inning. Second time Helms has been on base today. A walk in the first, a double in the second. Give her two RBIs and give Kelsey Tabor a chance to run as the pitcher will come out to have a rest. Turn it over now to Daly Alsobrook, the Auburn High shortstop, with two down in the inning. Tigers have put up three and have taken the lead back. First pitch to Alsobrook outside for ball one. Not sure if Williams could have caught it if she took a little bit better angle. However, the angle wasn't the greatest we've seen. Alsobrook pops this up on the infield, and that's handled by the second baseman, Clayton, for out number three. But not before the Tigers pick up three runs on three hits in the inning and one Opelika error. We've played two at the end of it. It's Auburn 3, Opelika 2. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Life isn't made for joint or orthopedic pain. It's made for living, for family, for your favorite hobbies, for sports, for morning walks and afternoon playing in the park. If you suffer from joint or orthopedic pain, turn to the experts at the Orthopedic Clinic. Our board-certified surgeons provide cutting-edge surgical procedures and high-quality, innovative services all close to home. Don't let joint or orthopedic pain keep you from doing all the things you love. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule an appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
3-2 Tigers as we play in the top of the third inning. Abby Helms out for inning number three of work, and Katie Johnson stepping to the dish now. Current Opelika Bulldog, former Auburn High Tiger, back in her old stomping grounds. Bats from the left side here. The three-hole hitter gets set to go up against Abby Helms. First pitch to her. Misses outside. 1-0 is the count. Opelika has put up a run in each of the first two innings. They did it in the first by stringing together a couple of base hits. Swing and a miss on the 1-0 pitch, 1-1. In the second inning, a leadoff bunt single, but then two quick strikeouts. Looked like the Tigers were going to get out of it unscathed, but then Kennedy Soltav, after a stolen base, singles into right center field, and Opelika picks up the run. 2-1 now as that fastball misses outside by Helms. Two-one pitch. Cut on, fouled. That'll get out of play behind the Auburn High dugout. And it runs it to 2-2. Helms, the right-hander, leading this team in innings pitched this season. 2-2 pitch popped up on the infield. Who wants that one? A Daly Alsobrook will call for it. And will handle that one easily for out number one. So bump up the ERA. Bump down the ERA, that is, just a tick for Abby Helms. And you turn it over to Jade Jones now, the first baseman for the Bulldogs. First pitch of the at-bats hit right at Daly Alsobrook on the ground. Vacuums that one up, and a pitch over to first base is in time and corralled nicely by Haley Counts. Two down in the inning. Now I'd bring up Katie Harrelson. Alsobrook with her first work of the day here in the third inning. Handled it nicely both times. First pitch comes into Harrelson, up and in, 1-0. Wind slightly blowing out to the right center field. Very slight breeze, if any. 1-0. Pitch comes home, and a swing and a miss makes it 1-1. As we look ahead to the third inning for the Tigers, it'll be the 4, 5, and 6 hitters, Ashlyn Harton, Emma Kate Pinton, and Lissa Hood. Cutter and a beauty, 1-2, a swing and a miss by Harrelson. Helms a strike away, trying to get the Tigers to the third inning. 1-2 pitch coming home. Ooh, a cutter tried to come back over the plate, but it missed high as EK had to come out of the crouch. Beautiful night for softball. You got cars up in the parking lot in left field. A couple of patrons out there in right. The 2-2 pitch. Where in the world did that miss? Daly Alsobrook wants EK to check down to first base to see if she swung. They'll say no swing as they do check on the first base umpire. Boy, I'm not sure it needed an appeal. I thought that caught a good bit of white, not even a black part of the plate. 3-2 pitch comes home inside, and Harrelson works a walk. The Auburn High staff may have something to say under their breaths about the result of that at bat. May not even be under their breath. May be coming at you soon. First pitch of the at bat to Jemiah Williams. Check that. That's Kaylee Harper. That's popped up in foul territory. Madison Allen after it, but can't reach it in time as she squared to bunt. Allen gave it a good run, but it was just out of the reach of the third baseman. Opelika with one in the first, one in the second. Auburn with three in the second to take a 3-2 lead. Four hits for either team. Harper takes a pitch down the middle, throw down to second base with a runner going, is not in time as Harrelson is in there safely with a stolen bag. Pitch was a strike down the middle, so 0-2 the count now to Kaylee Harper. With a runner at second, Dogs trying to tie this thing up with a hit. That pitch misses upstairs, 1-2 now. Opelika visiting Auburn in softball. Of course, tomorrow you get the same thing happening on the baseball diamond right here on WLE 96.3. 1-2 pitch comes home. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Tigers get out of it. Abby Helms, quick work in the third as only one base runner gets aboard. A stolen base gets one in scoring position, but Opelika can't do anything with it. No runs on no hits and no errors in the inning. We've played 2.5. Headed to the bottom of the third next. Auburn up on Opelika, 3-2. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSCC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the softball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Ashlyn Harton, the first batter for the Tigers here in the inning. 0-1 is the count after the first pitch is in there for strike one. 3-2 Tigers as we play in the bottom of the third inning here at Auburn High School Softball Complex. The 0-1 pitch misses upstairs, and it's 1-1. Hello again, everybody. Jack Hutton here to bring you all the action tonight as the Tigers look to get area win number 3 on the season and clinch the 2 seed at the very least in the area tournament in just about a week and a half. Harton lines this back up the middle, and a great diving catch by Clayton at second base. She takes away a hit from the cleanup batter, Harton. That's McCall Clayton who made that play. She's going to her right on a ball that was just kind of blooped over the head of the pitcher. Looked like she was going to come up just short of it, but the glove gets out in time, and it holds it off from the dirt. Now Penton pops this up behind first base. Over again is Clayton, and she can't make the play. They'll say that's in fair territory. That bounces off the glove of Clayton, and so just like that, EK is aboard. I think that's going to have to go down as an error, as that was off the glove of Clayton. It's going to be a tough play, though. So Faith Tolan going to come on to run for the catcher, EK, here. I'm not sure if that's going to be scored a hit or an error that time. It was in fair territory, says the home plate umpire. Opelika manager out to argue this one. Let's see what the call ends up being here. 0-1 would be the count. With one down is Emma Kate Penton. She pops that up on the right side. The second baseman, McCall Clayton for the Dogs, comes over to try and grab it. The official call was that it popped out of her glove, but she was in fair territory when it did. If that is the case, Auburn has a runner at first base in, not Penton, but Faith Tolan, who comes on to pinch run. And I think they'll say, I think they're going to say, we're going to leave it as is. Auburn with a base runner here in the third inning with only one down. It did pop out of the glove of Clayton. It's a tough play. I think it's just a judgment call as to whether it's a hit or error. It will be scored a hit. So EK picks up the hit. A single for Penton. And now Faith Tolan is aboard, and Lissa Hood continues the hot bat work. She lines a single into left field. She is 5 for her last 6 at-bats. And Auburn's got him at first and second with one down. And now here comes another dangerous at-bat. Single to first time up, came around to score. It's the senior Lily Ondi. A right-handed bat, slightly open stance. Told you runners at first and second here. Auburn trying to lengthen this lead out. Now 6 hits in the game for the Tigers. First pitch comes home. Takes that one low and in the dirt, 1-0. Auburn High will play their last home regular season game against Beauregard. As that pitch misses upstairs. 2-0. The game will take place next Thursday night, at least on the schedule, right here at Auburn High School. 2-0 pitch. Ooh, on the outside half for strike one. Looked a little high from this vantage point, but Andy can't work it to a 3-ball count quite yet. After that one, Auburn will get ready to go up and fight their way through the area tournament, try to make the regional tournament, and from there, all you got to do is win and you're in. It would be the area tournament, regionals, and if you come in top two, then you head to the state tournament where you're playing for a title. 3-1 now to Liliandi. Here it is. Swung on, rope deep out in the left field. Going back is the left fielder Williams. It's over her head. One run will score. Around second base and coming into third is Hood. And Liliandi stands on second with an RBI double. Lily Ondi has connected twice today. Good contact both times. She drove that one over the head of the left fielder out there. 12 hits on the year now for Lily. Just her second double of the year. Second extra base hit on the season. Boy, wouldn't it be nice the Tigers can get some of those bats going that haven't been hot most of the year. First pitch to M.A. Grace. Misses outside. 1-0. We have seen Lily swing the bat well before, especially 2 years ago. Came on strong. 1-0 pitch comes home to M.A. Lined into right field. Will it get down? Yes, it will. Another run will come home to score for Hood. Around third base, and now holding up is Ondi. But it's a 5-2 ball game as M.A. connects on the single to right field and drives home a run. Nothing fancy by M.A. Takes a pitch on the outer half, waits on it, lets it get past the bat, and then drives it right to the right fielder. M.A.'s been on twice today. The first time, a swinging bunt back to the circle. Forced an errant throw, and she reached. And this time, nothing. Nothing reaching on an error about that one. That was lined into right field. Opelika manager out. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change now. The Dogs will send in a new hurler. And the Tigers will answer on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network. 5-2 Tigers lead over the Opelika Bulldogs here at Auburn High Softball Complex. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Your business of 20 years hits a major growth mode. Then you realize you've spent 5,000 hours on conference calls, 8,000 hours in meetings, a million hours working late, all to take care of your customers. But you'll only trust your one true passion and your company's future to one bank, Troy Bank and Trust. Today, tomorrow, and always. The only bank you'll ever need, Troy Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
5-2, Auburn High leads the Opelika Dogs here at the Auburn High School Softball Complex. Welcome back, everybody. Jack Hutton here to take you through all the action tonight on W. Lee 96.3. The new pitcher for the Dogs, it'll be Jade Jones, who comes on, the right-hander. We'll take the mask and get ready in the circle. Also have to put on the wristband on the left wrist here. If you haven't joined us thus far, Opelika put up single runs in each of the first and second innings before the Tigers then answered in the bottom of the second with three runs. A couple of extra base hits in that one to bring home those runs, and then now in the bottom of the third, Tigers have put together four straight base hits to bring home two runs and are still threatening, with Gracie Mason coming up to the dish and runners at first and third. Auburn working on win number 20 if they can find a way today. It would also guarantee them at least the 2 seed in the area tournament. So Mason in from the left side. Here is the first pitch, fouled off to the screen. And it's nothing and one. Reason being today, very likely that Smith Station does not sweep Central. However, mathematically, if that happens, Auburn would need to win both of these. The issue with that is, as Mason lays the bunt back down to the circle, throw it to first base in time. Here comes Lily Ondi home. She'll touch the plate. Great base running by the Tigers as Ondi waits on the throw to go over to first base, and once it leaves the hand of Jones, she takes off towards the plate and comes in just ahead of the tag. So give Gracie a sack bunt and an RBI. And now Madison Allen will get a chance. 6-2, Tigers lead this one. Runner at second base is M.A. Grace. First pitch to the third baseman, Allen, misses off the plate, 1-0. I'm telling you about the area standings. Smith Station were to get those two games over Central, and Auburn only wins one in this one. You would have both teams with three wins. However, Auburn would hold the tiebreaker over Smith Station as they swept the Panthers to start area play. So one win gets you the 2 seed here at the very least. 2-0. Swing, a foul right into the dugout of the Dogs down the first baseline. 2-1 now. Harton opened up the third with a pop out to second base. But then Tigers went single, single, double, single, and sack punt and have brought home three runs. And still threatening with Madison Allen at the dish. The 434 average for Allen. Swings and pops this one into center field. On is the center fielding Bulldog, Callie Harper. She retires Madison Allen with the glove. And the Tigers are out of business in the bottom of the third. However, not before, the Tigers put up three runs on four hits. No errors in the inning by the Dogs, but the Tigers have opened this thing up 6-2 now. Auburn leads it as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
6-2, Auburn High leads this one as we head to the top of the fourth inning on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Hello again, everybody. Jack Hutton here to bring you all the action tonight between Auburn and Opelika, this Area 4 showdown where the Tigers are trying to buy their way into the two seed in Area 4. And the first pitch comes home to the Opelika hitter, Jemiah Williams, who singled on a bunt her first time up. Auburn was held scoreless in the first, and Opelika got out to a 2-0 lead with single runs in both the first and second inning. Then the Tigers have charged back with three runs in each of the last two innings. Eight total hits now for Auburn as the bats have woken up. Williams, the batter, squares to bunt, goes after one inside, and I'm going to say she does go on the attempt. That one gets by her bat, 1-2. One-two pitch comes home. Popped up on the infield. Also Brooke back a couple of steps, and she's able to corral that one for out number one. Abby Helms has worked well in the last couple of innings after she gave up two runs there in the first two innings. Four hits on the day. Those two runs are earned. One error by the Tigers. It'll be a pinch hitter now for the Dogs from Opelika. Jasmine Thompson will be the batter. She bats from the right side, comes on from McCall Clayton, who struck out back in the second inning. Swings and misses at the first pitch on the outside half. We'll talk a little bit about this pitching staff momentarily as Thompson swings through the 0-1 pitch, nothing in two. You look at the numbers, they are impressive. A 2.64 ERA on the season for this entire staff. The whip is at 1.13. Strike three called on the outside half by Abby Helms. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to Jasmine Thompson, and there are two down in the fourth. Eight strikeouts now for Abby Helms, and as a team, as we tell you those team pitching stats, Tigers have now outpaced 200 total strikeouts on the season. This is chop to Alsabrook. Over to first base in time for the out, and Auburn works a 1-2-3 inning for the first time tonight. The Bulldogs go quietly in the 7, 8, and 9 hole. We head to the bottom of the fourth next on the Auburn High School Sports Network. 6-2, Tigers lead the Opelika Bulldogs. We'll see you on the other side of this break. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
6-2, Tigers leading this one as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. You're listening to Auburn High School Softball as the Tigers play the Dogs in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0, that is the count now to Abby Helms in the dish. 2-3-4 due up for the Tigers. Abby has walked and doubled on the day. The 1-0 pitch comes home from Bulldog hurler Jade Jones, who got the Dogs out of the last inning after the Tigers had strung together 1-2-3-4 hits in a row. One and one pitch coming. Here it is. Misses high, 2-1. Fourth inning of work for this Auburn High lineup. Madison Allen, the leadoff batter, has hit in every inning today. And Abby Helms starts off that trend well. She may be able to get Madison Allen all the way back around and up if the Tigers keep hitting like that. Abby Helms ropes a single into left field, her second hit of the day, and the Tigers have the leadoff runner aboard. Kelsey Tabor will come on to run for the third time today, as she has done for the pitcher. And now it's Daly Alsobrook. Had a big home run last night against Marbury. A two-run shot in the first inning. And the Tigers were able to blow it open there in the sixth and run away with the win. First pitch comes home to the Auburn High School shortstop. Here it is. Misses outside, 1-0. A couple of steps off the bag was Tabor. She'll retreat. Head coach Matt Hendricks down there in the third base coaching box. 10th year head man trying to get back to the state tournament. The 1-0 pitch comes home to Alsobrook. Skips up there. Tabor a couple of steps off the bag. Will shuffle back. Fans out in right field. A couple of Auburn High administrators. Good smattering of patrons out in left center field as that one comes in just above the letters, 3-0. And then up on the hill, you got some lawn chairs in front of the parking lot. It's a great setting here at Auburn High Softball Complex. If you haven't been out, fun place to watch a game. 3-0 pitch. Misses high again, and Daly Alsobrook works a four-pitch walk. So the Tigers with runners at first and second here to start the bottom of the fourth inning, and it'll be the dangerous Ashlyn Harton stepping up from the left side. Will it be Jade Jones she faces, though, as the Opelika Bulldog manager out to have a chat with Jones. She will take the ball, however, and that'll be all for Jones. So a call to the bullpen being made by Opelika. We'll have the numbers on the new pitcher when we come back. Stay tuned on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Come in and get it out of your system. The Car Stereo Shop.
Hey, it's Steve from the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn, and yes, we are still in Auburn. Right behind CTU, our new address is 1823 Opelika Road. Turn in between Badcock Furniture and CTU, and you will be looking at us. Newer, bigger, better location, but the same great customer service. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road or call us at 887-8422.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
6-2 Auburn High on top of Opelika as we play in the bottom of the fourth inning. New pitcher for the Dogs, it'll be number 11, Kaylin Morgan, coming on. She's been acting as the designated player. Jade Jones, the pitcher for the Dogs, who went just an inning plus. I'll check that. Only went a third of an inning plus here as she did retire one batter there in the third inning, but now the Tigers have put runners on first and second with nobody out. Ashlyn Harton coming up to the dish. Cleanup batter for the Auburn Tigers. Harton, the 300 average on the season, does have a few home runs, four of them to be exact. First pitch to her, she goes hunting and drives it down a left field line. That'll get foul, however. Nothing and one. As a team, this Auburn High squad bats 323. OPS is nearing 900 for this squad. That's a very, very solid offense. Hit their 27th home run last night. Yet to hit one today. Have to think it could be coming. Harton lays down the bunt, but a foul ball is called as Ashlyn was going to be safe if it was called fair. That's the good thing about Ashlyn Harton. You do have a big bat there with Ashlyn. However, that primary tool since she's been an underclassman on this team has been her speed. She'll be doing 0-2 pitch. Morgan stands in, kicks and fires home, and skips it up there. Nice block behind the dish by Katie Johnson. 1-2 the count now. Once again, runners at first and second here for the Auburn Tigers. Bottom of the fourth inning, 6-2, Auburn High softball on top of Opelika. 1-2 count due to Ashlyn Harton with nobody out. Here's a swing and a drive deep to right field. Will it go? Yes, it will. Play the fight song. Ashlyn Harton goes yard for a three-run bomb. The Tigers open it up in the bottom of the fourth inning. Harton around third base. Will touch the plate. Her fifth home run of the season. And the cleanup batter cleans him up. A 1-2 pitch that Hart gets a hold of. Knew it was hit hard enough, just didn't know if it had the height on it to get out. But it does get over the head and the head of the right fielder and the fence. So now erase the whole situation. E.K. Penton now will stand in. Nobody on, no outs. But the Tigers now with a 7-run lead. After three runs already across here in the bottom of the fourth, thanks to that shot. This is chopped to the right side. Coming on as a second baseman, she's not able to field it cleanly. That was number 22, McCall Clayton, who's back out there. Went to her knees to try and grab it. However, that ball bounces away from her, and EK will be on with another hit. Coming in to run for her, it'll be Faith Toland. And Lissa Hood now will step to the plate. Talk about a bat that is hotter than a firecracker right now. 5-for-6, her last six at-bats. A right-handed second baseman trying to give Auburn their 12th hit of the game. If she can find a hole here. First pitch to her runs outside, 1-0. Toland at first, three across already for the Tigers in the inning. Auburn leads Opelika 9-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. No outs. 1-0 the count. Morgan winds and fires. Hood fouls this one back to the screen, 1-1. Lissa has risen the average all the way to 328 coming into this one. It's now even higher after a 1-for-2 day thus far. The line and the delivery. Misses outside, throw down to first base. Gets away from the first baseman, Jones. Tolan, for a moment, will stop. Now will head to second base, and she'll slide in. Boy, Faith waited on that one for about maybe 2 or 3 seconds before she finally gets up and decides to take second base. Made the play a tad closer than you wanted it to, but Faith is in there. Give the error to the catcher, Johnson. That one gets by Jones and into right field. So now a runner in scoring position for the Tigers. 2-1 to Hood. Here it is. Line right back to the pitcher. Off the glove of Morgan over to shortstop. She'll field and have no play as the runner moves up to third. Lissa Hood lined it right back to the circle. I believe that's going to be another hit for Lissa. Yes, it will be. A 6-for-7 start to the week for Lissa Hood. And that batting average climbs even further up the mountain. So now you turn it to Lily Ondi, who has had just a pedestrian 2-for-2 day with an RBI and a double. Runners on the corners, nobody out. First pitch comes home, misses outside, throw down to second base. Lissa Hood is in there safely, gets around the tag as Opelika, I believe, may have had the play if the throw was closer to the bag. But Hood gets the steal. Strike was called at the plate. Lily Ondi now will stand in. Now check that. A ball was called at the dish. 1-0. Ondi now with runners. Two runners in scoring position, that is. Delivery from Morgan. Swing and a foul back to the screen. 1-1. 12 hits for the Tigers, 4 for the Dogs, 1 error apiece. 9-2, Auburn leads this one. We're in the bottom of the 4th inning at Auburn High Softball Complex. 1-1 to count to Lily Ondi. The wind and the delivery. Misses upstairs, 2-1. M.A. Grace on deck has already collected a hit and been on twice today. Gracie Mason scheduled a bat after her. And then the Tigers would turn it back over to the top of the order. Morgan, the 2-1. Rope fair down a left field line. Liliani with another hit. Coming home to score is Tolan. Ondi has a 3-for-3 day and another RBI on the board. So here comes M.A. Grace, now with an 8-run lead, and the Tigers all of a sudden have put this game in run rule territory. 15 after 3 is the rule, 8 after 5. So Auburn, all you got to do now, hold the Dogs off the scoreboard in the 5th, and you've got a game winner. Because of that, Opelika is going to go to a new pitcher here. We'll have a name on the new pitcher when we get back. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network, where the Tigers lead Opelika 10-2 at the Auburn High School Softball Complex. Stay tuned on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey Auburn, stop dealing with unreliable network copiers, printers, and scanners and waiting days for service. ABS Business Systems of Auburn is your AU alumni-owned and operated local solution. A full-line Canon, Lexmark, Toshiba, and Ricoh dealer, ABS of Auburn specializes in smooth, efficient office operations. Get the systems, tools, and expertise you need, plus reliable support that's always on call.
ABS of Auburn, how may we help you?
Call 334-329-7000 to schedule a free on-site consultation today. War Eagle.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers all over Opelika 10-2. We're at Auburn High School Softball Complex, where The Blue and White have put up those 10 runs in the last three innings. Three runs in the second, three in the third, now four here in the fourth, and still nobody out. Runners on the corners. M.A. Grace, the eight-hole batter, the designated player today for the Tigers, stands in from the right side. And the first pitch comes home from Emily Birmingham, who actually started this game for the Bulldogs. She'll be called upon to rewrite the script in the fourth. 1-0 pitch comes home. Swing and lifting it into right field is Grace. Coming on as a right fielder, Smith, and it bounces off of her glove. Now coming in to score and touching the dish will be Hood. It's 11-2 as both runners move up to first and second base on the play.
Now batting number 10, Gracie Mason.
And that is the second time today that M.A. will reach on the error. Now Andy at second, M.A. at first, and Gracie Mason steps up to the dish. A left-handed bat was in the 7 spot last night, now goes back down to the 9 hole. First pitch skips up there. It'll get away from the catcher, Johnson. Runners will move up to second and third on the play. Now if you're getting greedy, 15 runs is the run rule after three innings. Auburn can go nuclear in this one. They can win it right here. Just as I say it, Mason pops this one to the left side for out number one as the third baseman for the Dogs. Kennedy Soltav comes over to corral that one, and there's one down. Gracie fouls out. Turn the lineup over again here. Madison Allen now, who has batted in every inning today. And she'll get her chance here in the fourth inning. First pitch runs outside, 1-0. Madison, a .434 hitter on the season. 8 home runs, 11 extra base hits. Leads this team in stolen bases as well. 1-0 coming home. Swing and a chopper back up the middle. Corralled by the second baseman. Clayton throw on to first base. Not in time. A run will score in Lily Ondi. And Madison collects her first hit of the day. Auburn scratches across another run here. 12-2 now. Tigers lead this one over the Bulldogs. Runners on the corners. Abby Helms at the dish. First pitch comes home. Swing and a rope into left field. Another base hit. M.A. Grace will come home and touch the dish. The Tigers have him at first and second now, and it's an 11-run lead, 13-2. Abby Helms with a three-hit day and three RBIs has been on all four times as she walked back in the first inning. And now, how about this? Your winning run is on deck. That, of course, would be, if the Tigers can get there, would be a run rule victory if you can get her around and score. 13-2 your score, Auburn on top of Opelika here at the Auburn High Softball Complex. 1-0 the count now to Daly Alsobrook, who stands in from the right side. 0-2 day with a walk earlier in this inning. The 1-0 pitch misses down and out, 2-0. Allen at second, Tabor at first base, who has come on to run for Abby Helms. Emily Birmingham in the circle started out this game, actually set the Tigers down in the first inning. Alsobrook swings and lifts the 2-0 pitch off the screen behind her, foul, 2-1. Birmingham's been the only pitcher that has retired the side today for the Tigers. So Opelika tries to go to her here late in the fourth inning, but things have spiraled out of control for the Dogs. The 2-1 pitch way outside, 3-1 now. Allen gets a huge secondary lead and then back to the bag down at second. Daly will see a hitter's count pitch with one down. Birmingham checks the wristband. And a kick and the delivery home. Misses down and out again. And Daly Alsobrook has walked for the second time, not only in this game, second time this inning. And that will load them up. Allen at third, Tabor at second, Alsobrook at first, and Ashlyn Harton, who has homered in this inning, now stands in. Harton representing the game-winning run, as it would be a 15-run rule victory. Pitch to her, popped up on the infield. Who wants it? This will be the third baseman, Soltav, under it to make the play. And they are two down in the inning. I may have put a little bit too much on Ashlyn that time. We'll just say EK steps into the right-handed batter's box now with no pressure whatsoever on her. 15 hits on the day for the Tigers, only four for the Bulldogs. It's been pretty dominant since the third inning for the Tigers. First pitch to Penton is in there for strike one. And I say that, really been pretty dominant since the bottom of the second. Auburn has put up three in the bottom of the second, three in the third, seven in this inning, with a chance to put up even more. 0-1 pitch coming home. Penton drives this one deep to center field. Going back on it is the center fielder. She's not able to get it over her head. One run will score. Coming in to score is Tabor. Now around third is Alsobrook. Emma Kate Penton clears the bases. 16-2 Tigers. Penton stands down at second base. It's a double for EK, her third hit of the game, and a three RBI day just like that for the Auburn backstop. So now you turn it over to the hottest hitter on the planet, Lissa Hood, six for her last seven at the plate. Runner down at second base. Tigers still batting in this one. 10 runs in the inning have come across to score. Montgomery checks the wristband on the left side. Now we'll come home with the offering. Hood swings and fouls this one back, 1-1. It was an off-speed that Lissa went after that time. You hear the glass shattering of all 14 cars that one bounced off of back there. 1-1 pitch. Off speed, misses high, 2-1. Obviously, this one getting out of hand today. The Tigers will make the return trip tomorrow to Opa-locka High where they're trying to take down the Bulldogs and get to what looks to be their fourth win in area play. Pitch to Hood is popped up. Into center field, coming on is the center fielder. She's able to make the grab, and Harper finally retires the side there after Auburn puts up 10 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. They use, I won't even count them, they use a lot of hits and one Opa-locka error to score those runs, and they head to the top of the fifth inning with a chance to win this one by the run rule. Abby Helms out to try and finish it off next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opa-locka, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
This is Zach Alsobrook with Alsobrook Law Group, specializing in family law, criminal defense, DUI, and personal injury. Alsobrook Law Group can help you. 114 North 9th Street in downtown Opa-locka, serving Lee County and the surrounding areas for over 10 years. Remember, if you want someone that has your back, call Zach. 737-3718. Big city experience, small town values. Alsterbrook Law Group.
No representation has made that the quality of services to be performed is the greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High way out in front of Opelika, 16-2 as we play in the top of the fifth inning. The 15-run rule, I checked that, the 8-run rule could come into effect here if Opelika can't figure out a way to get on the board in a hurry. Abby Helms out for her fifth inning of work today and delivers the first pitch, swinging a foul tip back to the screen by Kennedy Soltav for strike one, 0-1 the count. Auburn has collected 16 hits in this one. They got 3 in the second, 3 in the third, and 10 in the fourth to open this thing up. Well on their way to win number 3 in the area, but not before Kennedy Soltav has something to say about it as she ropes a single in the left field.
Now batting number 11, Kaylin Morgan.
Second hit of the day for the Opelika leadoff batter. And it'll be Kaylin Morgan. Start of the day as a designated player, moved to the pitcher spot. Squares around a bunt, puts it down a right field line. That'll run foul, however, nothing in one. Checking over at Plainsman Park, Auburn University baseball has put up 3 first inning runs against Georgia Tech and lead that one 3-0 over the Yellow Jackets. And they still bat in the first. 0-1 pitch is bunted at and fouled back. Kaylin Morgan will have a chance to see an 0-2 pitch here. Been really good for the Tigers the last couple of nights. Haven't had to use a whole lot of pitches by anybody. But now you save another arm for tomorrow as Abby has done a great job of moving the needle here for the Tigers today. 0-2 is lifted foul behind us. It'll stay at nothing and two. Morgan at the dish for the Dogs. Runner at first base. Auburn way out in front of this one, just looking to grab a few more outs, but not before a single is roped into right field. That's a base hit by Morgan, her first of the day, and Opelika has the first two runners on here in the top of the fifth. Dogs will need 7 to extend it here. Well on their way to doing so here, though, with the first two runners on. Katie Johnson, the batter, former Auburn High Tiger, stands in from the left side. We'll see the first pitch from Abby Helms run outside and high, 1-0. Keep in mind Auburn High baseball tomorrow and on Thursday against the same Opelika Bulldogs that you see here tonight. Different diamond, however. That pitch gets above the head of Penton. Runners are moved to second and third on the wild pitch. Just told you about what was happening at Plainsman Park. Another check-in. Auburn has put up now 5 first-inning runs. They lead that one 5-0 over the Yellow Jackets from Atlanta. It's a good Georgia Tech team. Tigers trying to find any momentum they can in coming down the stretch. This one's popped into left field. Coming on is Lily Ondi. She makes the run and grab for out number one, and Johnson is retired for the third time today. Check that. Johnson did reach on an error back in the first inning. Now it'll be Jade Jones, the batter. One down as the formalities continue here at the Auburn High Softball Complex. Helms' first pitch runs low, 1-0. Auburn High trying to get to win number 20 on the season. 1-0, misses upstairs, 2-0. I think we feel confident enough to say that win is headed their way. Up 16-2 in the top of the fifth inning. There's a strike on the 2-0 pitch on the outside corner. 2-1. This one will guarantee the Tigers at least the 2 seed in the area tournament. It will likely be the 2 seed as Central holds the tiebreaker. In fact, it can only be the 2 seed. Central holding the tiebreaker over Auburn. Well, check that. Smith Station, if they were to sweep that series, would force the tie there. Grounded to Alsabrook at short. Throw on the first base is in time to get Jones. A run does come home to score in Soltav. Give Jones an RBI. Morgan moves up to third. So a runner 60 feet away, but now 2 outs here for Katie Harrelson as the Bulldogs are down to their last hope. Pitch home from Helms. Runs outside, 1-0. Harrelson is singled and walked today, been on both times. 1-0 pitch. Inside corner, strike two. Abby Helms checks the wristband, trying to win game number 24. The Tigers swing and a miss. Oh, well, on the 1-1 pitch, that is. A swing and a miss. Thought was that was an 0-2 count, folks. I apologize for that one. I'll have to give you a two-strike pitch again. Here's a 1-2 coming home from Helms. Popped up on the infield. Daly, Alsabrook under this one, and the Tigers have won at the Auburn High Softball Complex. 16-3, top of the fifth inning is that'll induce the run rule. 16-3, Tigers win this one. Stay tuned as we come back on the Auburn High School Sports Network. We'll have the post-game report presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika, or on the web at theorthoclinic.com. We'll sit down with head coach Matt Hendricks, as well as give you a look into what's been going on with this team, as well as what they anticipate in the coming weeks. All that and more coming up on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our 3 offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. 3 locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers a winner today over the Bulldogs of Opelika, 16-3. They use a big, big fourth inning, 10 runs there to pull away late. Now we sit down with head coach Matt Hendricks on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Coach, it's been a while. Got to talk to you less than 24 hours ago. Two quick wins here at Auburn. You know, you get an area win today, and, of course, you kind of pull away late there. What was the key for you at the plate today?
We started being smart. We started out early. We were a little lackadaisical. Didn't play very good defense in the first inning. Turned around and got in the box offensively and got a little greedy, got a little selfish, you know, taking big cuts in situations where it doesn't work. And we did that for a couple innings before we kind of went back to doing what we normally do. But I'm going to give my kids credit instead of just chewing them out. They took a pretty good butt chewing after the second inning, and they kind of figured it out. And we talked about this yesterday, that if we came into this game with the wrong mindset and the wrong mentality, that it would be a ball game. But that if we came into it with the right mentality, if we were willing to hit the ball the other way, willing to just beat singles through the middle, whatever, that we would, you know, have some success. And that came to fruition kind of in the fourth inning when we hit some line drives and we hit some ground balls and we found ways to score runners.
What was the message to the team there? Is it going the other way? I know that you talked a lot about looking the line rather than take the big swing. What was the message there to get them going?
When you have soft spin that's away from you, the worst thing you can do is gorilla ball. Like if you go up there taking a big hack, your timing has to be perfect. You have this little bitty window. Versus if you have this mentality that, hey, I'm going to line it through the 4-3, and if they miss over the heart of the plate, yeah, you can hit a double, you can bomb it, you can do whatever. But if it spins away from you, you just line it over the second baseman's head, hand the bat to the next person, and let them do the same thing. We don't change. Early in the game, we were – I hate the phrase wait on it. Like, all that does is lock you up and make you get jammed. Like, it's more of a, hey, get on time. Get in rhythm with it. Get in rhythm with the pitch. Stay smooth with it. And it took us a couple innings, and then we kind of finally figured that out.
So let's transition over to the circle now. Last night it was kind of a by-committee approach where you had all three pitchers go. Tonight you just ride Abby Helms the entire way. What's the mindset in getting her to go the distance today?
I mean, she was – you know, last night was a pitch count management so that all three were available today because today's an area game. Today was kind of hers to let it ride. I told them going in I didn't have a plan. And that usually means I'm going to just play it by ear and see how somebody throws. She needed to get stretched a little bit. I think she threw 78 or 79 pitches. So, you know, it's not – I'd love to get her around 85 or 90, but, you know, the game ended a little bit earlier than I expected. Thursday we'll see who starts, and we'll probably take the same approach because we've got 3 or 4 days off, and we got to see how many innings they can go. So.
You get Opelika, and then I know you got Beauregard next week, but we looked ahead a little bit. That's correct, okay. We looked ahead to the area tournament last night. Let's do that again now. Believe what this win does for you is clinch at least the 2 seed
correct.
Today.
The 1 seed's already decided.
Right.
Even if Central got swept by Smiths, they would still be the 1 just based on the fact that, you know, they swept us. And so that series, all it really mattered was, in conjunction with this one, which one of Smiths and Opelika was the 3 or the 4. I hadn't checked the Central score because I don't do that, but they were playing at the same time as us. I fully expect Central to win that series, to be honest with you. And hold on, I'm going to sneeze.
You're good. I tried to get you there.
Yeah. But, you know, now we know pretty much it's Central's the 1, we're the 2. Mathematically, we have to be the 2 at this point.
So you do get that 2 seed. Talk about that area tournament very quickly. I know we did last night, but anybody that may not have heard it last night, it's an area tournament that the last few years you've gone in, you felt a little bit like an underdog. You go into Central. I think you're that again by the numbers, but I don't think that these girls really think that they are going into that.
I don't think that Central views us that way this year either. I think they did a year ago. They kind of knew if they took care of business, they could handle us. Offensively, you know, we're doing things the right way, and if as long as we can maintain the course, so to speak, continue to take smart approaches and all, it's going to be a really good series. it's not going to be a 1-0 ball game most likely when we play each other. You'd have to have a huge zone for that to be the case. If you get a collegial zone, which we had the first two times we played, then there's going to be a lot of runs scored because pitchers are going to really have to work and compete in the zone. Somebody told me, they said, you know, you benefit from a big zone. I said, actually, I don't. I think we actually benefit more when the zone's tighter. It helps us offensively. They run so well that, you know, they can bunt you and run you to death, and you look up and you're down 4-0. So it's one of those things where we're going to have to compete and get ready to play. I mean, I don't want to look past Oak Block of Thursday or the two games next week or whoever we see in game one of the area tournament, because we did that a few years ago and it bit us.
Yep.
What we've got to do is get prepared to play and just continue to do what we do. You've heard me say that for years, but we've got to do what we do and do it well. We're not spinning it great right now in comparison to what we've done in the past. We're spinning it good, but my standards are really, really, really high. My pitchers know that. And so we're going to kind of get in there and do some work over the next few days and get ready. I like where we're at from a pitching staff perspective. I like where we're at with the lineup. We found out LR is pretty much okay. We get the clearance tomorrow, hopefully. And so we'll have her back, and that'll help. But, you know, we'll just kind of see where we're at, work from there.
Big news for the Auburn High Tigers. You may get Lana Ray Sawyer back here soon, and you add her into this lineup, it gets even more dangerous as much as it already is. Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on the win today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's head coach Matt Hendricks on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Let's take a quick look down the lineup here and give you the numbers on today's game. It was first for the Opelika Dogs. It was Kennedy Soltav, who had a 2-for-3 day with a strikeout. Caitlin Morgan has a 1-for-3 day with 2 Ks in the first and the second. Picked up that hit in the fifth inning. Katie Johnson goes 0-for-3 on the day. Did reach on an error in the first inning. A single for Jade Jones gives her a 1-for-3 day. A 1-for-2 day by Katie Harrelson with a single, an RBI, and a walk. Also stole a base in the third inning. Callie Harper had 2 strikeouts on the day. A single by Jemiah Williams going 1-for-2. And then an 0-for-2 day by McCall Clayton with 2 strikeouts. Jasmine Thompson actually the beneficiary of one of those strikeout calls. Jazz Smith had a strikeout and grounded out on the day. Opelika drops to 13-15 and 1-4 in Area 4. For the Tigers, on the other hand, Madison Allen keeps that history going. 1-for-4 on the day with a single in the fourth inning. Abby Helms had a big day. 3-for-3 with a walk in the first inning and 3 RBIs, a double as well in the second. He also had an 0-for-2 day by Daly Alsabrook, who did score 2 runs and walked twice. Ashlyn Harton had a big 3-run home run in the fourth. Also had a single in the first for a 2-for-4 day. Emma Kate Pinton with 3 hits on the day. Also had a 3 RBI double late in the fourth inning. Lissa Hood continues to remain just scorching hot at the dish, 6-for-8. Her last 8 at-bats has a 2-for-4 day. Lily Ondi, a 3-for-3 day with 2 RBIs. M.A. Grace with a 1-hit day. Reached every time on base, though, however. She reached on an error twice today. And then Gracie Mason had a single in the second, a sack bunt in the third to score a run, and fouled out in the fourth inning. She puts together a 1-for-2 day with 2 RBIs. The win goes to Abby Helms today, who in all 5 innings, 2 runs, one of them earned only, gave up on 6 hits and 1 Auburn error. It was a great day for the Auburn High pitching staff. It's a great day for the Auburn High bats, and they'll look to continue that momentum Thursday night when they play Opelika. Our next broadcast here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, it will be tomorrow as the Auburn High Tigers get set to take on the Opelika Bulldogs. Airtime for that one will be 5 o'clock right here on 96.3 WLE. Scott Bagwell, the voice of the Auburn High Tigers, will have that one over at Auburn High School Baseball Complex. For everybody back at the studio, for my broadcast partners, Alan Burnett, who's running my board tonight. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the work by Jacob Goins as well to get us on the air today. And we appreciate you stopping by with us and enjoying some Auburn High School softball. For everybody, I'm Jack Hutton saying thank you for listening. So long, good night, and go Tigers.
Auburn High Softball on 96.3 W Lee
was presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gouge Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule at 963WLEE.com. Thanks for listening, and go Tigers!
This has been an Auburn Networks production.